Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Big weekend in sports for a lot of different things that went on this weekend, that's for sure. Penguins had a really good win, a really good comeback, obviously, against the Islanders. It was a lot of pomp and circumstances because it was Sidney Crosby's 1,000th game. Believe it or not, for those of you who are, you know, older or, you know, not even older, but have sat and watched the kid grow up from Sid the Kid to where he is now, it's amazing that he's played 1,000 games in his career already. Seems like yesterday that he was just a young guy. We had, you know, the outdoor games. A lot of people complain about the outdoor games, and I can't quite figure out why. I like the outdoor games. I don't think we should have them every day or every week, or I don't think teams should play them all the time. But a few of them every year, I like them. You know, the hockey's a little bit different. The ice is maybe a little bit choppier and maybe the, you know, a little bit slower of a game. But it's kind of the way the game was played in its roots. And, you know, I obviously Saturday there were some real issues with the ice. That wasn't good. And, you know, part of that maybe just because of where they decided to have it. Maybe those are, you know, games they should reserve for places like Chicago and, you know, Boston and places where you know it's going to be really, really cold and probably not particularly sunny or anything like that. You know, at this time of year, maybe that's what you have to do in order to try and avoid some of that stuff. But, you know, we had one here, and if you remember, it rained. And so the ice got, you know, kind of crappy too. All I'm saying is I don't really have a problem with it. I like it. And obviously the setting, you know, this weekend, those games in Lake Tahoe, that was unbelievable. That was beautiful. You know, I actually, you know, I've been there. I've been exactly where that place is in Lake Tahoe. What a beautiful place. What a beautiful part of the country. You know, it's funny. I went there right after Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he had his motorcycle accident. So it would have been the right after they won the Super Bowl. So I guess what would that be, 2006 maybe? So he had his motorcycle accident and you know, it kind of disappeared for a while out of the public eye, and he came back. You know, he was his first public appearance was going to be at the ESPY Awards in L.A. So, you know, even though we had 8 Steeler writers on the staff, they were all on vacation or something, and so I was the one who had to go out and fly out there and cover it. And, of course, we get out there, and he appears at the ESPYs, but he doesn't want to do media till the next day at that golf outing in Vegas. And of course, you know, later we've, you know, that was a site of one of his one of the times that he maybe had some issues, but at the golf outing, the amateur, what is it they call it, the American Amateur Golf or whatever it is, you know, it's a big celebrity tournament in Lake Tahoe. So I had to fly from LA up to Lake Tahoe. But it was well worth it. A, I got a really good interview with him, but B, what a beautiful place that is. And, so the setting was great. I mean, I think people are a little bit ridiculous when they say, oh, well, it's, you know, it's run its course. It's this, it's that. I disagree. I think it's cool to have a couple of those games every year. You know, should there be 10? No, but 2 or 3 are fine. And I actually enjoy sort of watching because it's a little bit different brand of hockey. And I like you know, the fact that the game might be a little bit slower because the ice is a little choppier or whatever, and all that stuff. It's just a little different, you know, and I think that when you have something like that that's just a little bit different, I don't know why it's a big deal. Like a big deal negatively, but you know, listening to people talk, I mean, they just wanted to rip that thing, and I just don't know why. I liked it. I thought it was good, and I think you know, even though the Saturday there was like an 8-hour delay because of the ice, that shouldn't be the reason why they don't have them anymore. There are places they could have them, and you know, they could have them and know that for the most part, unless it's like a, you know, really, really, really goofy year, that it's going to be nice and cold. And if it's cold and there's no sun out, it's going to be fine. So I thought that was a pretty cool, really, really cool event. I like them. I hope the NHL continues to do them. Not necessarily, for a couple of years there, they were doing a whole bunch of them. But two or three of them are fine. And I think the fun part about it is it's just a little different kind of hockey. And I think it brings the game back to its roots. So there were the outdoor games. We had some basketball we're going to talk about. So we got a lot, you know, that we can get to here. The Steelers started the process of restructuring some deals. So we'll talk a little bit about their salary cap and what that means. Pitt basketball, another tough loss. We'll talk a little bit about that. There's just a lot that happened this weekend, and we'll get to, and we'll also sort of look ahead to this week and talk about a lot of different things. First, though, we got to get to a break. It is the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.